one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Claire, it is a big week. Comes around every year. It is Heart Week, in fact, and the Heart Foundation do a lot around Heart Week to, make sure we do what we need to do to make sure our heart's in pumping order, perfect order.
Yeah.
And it's very prevalent in this area, risks of any sort of heart-related illnesses for the Riverina. In fact, we're actually ranked equal 11th out of 28 regions in New South Wales for deaths from heart disease. And we are very fortunate enough to be joined by the New South Wales CEO for the Heart Foundation, Kerry Doyle. Good morning, Kerry.
Hey, Kerry.
Good morning.
Now, Kerry, tell us a little bit about Heart Week and what it's all about.
Well, the Heart Foundation's been leading Heart Week in Australia for years now. And it's an opportunity for us to shine the light on a particular aspect of heart disease. Mm-hmm. We focused on physical activity, for example, in the past. But this year, because the government has committed from the 1st of April to Medicare rebatable items so that we can have heart health checks, we thought really important the opportunity to get the word out about a heart health check.
Absolutely.
Now, this is pretty cool. Obviously, it's only been in effect for about a month now, and you guys fought pretty hard for that. Were people obviously having to pay for a normal GP appointment before just to get these type of checks?
You might get aspects of a heart health check under a normal health assessment item, but people weren't getting consistency. So every GP may have done something slightly different.
Yeah.
We weren't recording data, and you know, what's measured matters, the old cliche, but so true. We're not necessarily then getting the follow-up that's required. And really importantly, GPs weren't empowered to give you, the patient, enough time to really have the conversation that you need to have. So that's what's changed. You know, it isn't that people didn't get any care before, but we didn't have consistency and quality.
So, Kerry, can I ask, what exactly, if you haven't had one before, is a heart health check and who can get it?
The item applies to people in the age brackets where we are most at risk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Heart Foundation's recommendation is 45 and over for the general population and 30 years of age and over for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. You can get the item allows for the heart health check to be annual, and it will require you to talk to your GP in the first instance about family history and about lifestyle risk factors that include things like smoking, physical activity, your diet, your weight, and really are you very sort of sedentary as well in your lifestyle. So you'll talk about those things. Critically important is that you will also have your blood pressure checked and your cholesterol levels checked. And there'll be a discussion about whether you have any other what they call comorbidities such as diabetes. So all of that comes in a package. Mm-hmm. They're all your risk factors. And depending on how many you have and potentially how, you know, severe they are, that will give you an assessment of what your absolute risk of developing a cardiovascular disease, having a heart event in the next 5 years is.
Kerry, I have another question for you. So my family on both sides have heart issues. My dad's had a triple bypass and two stents. My mum's had some sort of electrical device put into her chest. For people like me who are under that 45 or 30-year-old mark but maybe still slightly worried about future, what can we do?
So you can still go to your GP and have that conversation because of your family history. Now, they may choose to take a slightly different pathway with you, but certainly under normal health assessment, you could start that conversation and do some of those similar checks.
Well, Heart Foundation New South Wales CEO Kerry Doyle, thanks for joining us this morning. Yeah. This heart health check is pretty cool stuff. And
make sure everyone goes out and gets one done.
Yeah, with this estimation that, you know, 76,500 heart attacks or strokes or deaths could be prevented in the next 5 years, it's pretty amazing stuff. So thank you very much for advocating for this and hope you enjoy your Heart Week.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.